首先，向园林教会的同龄长职问安。
First, I would like to greet all the brothers and sisters and elders at Garden Grove Church.
很高兴经过了一年，又能够与大家见面。
And happy that after 1 year, I can meet all of you once again.
今天是安息生日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day.
是神特别啊。让我们能够与他来团契，还有彼此团契的美好日子。
And this is a wonderful day that God has given to us so that we can have fellowship with Him and one another.
真神赏赐我们有生命。
And our true God has given us life.
也让我们有亲人、有朋友、有家人。
And He's given us family and friends and family members.
这是我们安息生日必须来感谢的。
And these are things that we should be grateful for on the Sabbath day.
刚才所唱的赞美诗第七首。So,
Just now we sang hymn number 7.
我每当在唱这第七首的时候，真的会觉得我们的神真的很奇妙，真的很伟大。
Every time I sing hymn number 7, I think how great and wonderful our God is.
那安息日也是为了要来纪念神美好的创造。
And the Holy Sabbath day is also for us to remember His wonderful creation.
所以每逢安息日其实小弟很喜欢翻开诗篇因为诗篇充满着很多赞美。
And so every Sabbath day, I like to turn to Psalm because it has a lot of praises in there.
我们在诗篇里面其实在150篇里面，特别有一篇是为了安息日所写的。
In the 150 Psalms, there's one especially written for the Sabbath day.
不晓得在座的各位有没有发觉到。
And I'm not sure if you have realized this.
如果我们有翻开，如果我们翻开诗篇92篇。
If you turn to Psalm 92.
在第一节上面有小字。
There are some small print before the first verse.
说安息日的诗歌。
And it says, a psalm for the Sabbath day.
所以这首诗篇是特别为安息日所写的。
So the psalm was especially written for the Sabbath day.
诗篇也是旧约里面的圣徒他们的诗歌本。
And the psalms are also songs for the old saints.
所以很可能在安息日的时候他们是很喜欢唱诗篇92篇。
And it is very likely that on the Sabbath day they would like to sing Psalm 92.
当小弟第一次注意到说这是安息日的诗歌的时候。
When I first realized that this was a song for the Sabbath day.
我就很兴奋，我要看到底这诗篇里面的内容是怎么样的。
I was very excited to see the content of the psalm.
可是第一次念的时候。
But the first time I read it.
没有什么特别的感觉。
I didn't have any special feelings.
这跟上安息日有什么关系里面都没有谈到安息日
What does it talk about the Sabbath in here?
它里面都好像没有谈到安息日。
It seems like it doesn't even mention anything about the Sabbath.
它跟一般赞美的诗篇差不多。
It is like another psalm that has thanksgiving and praise.
为什么有小字说这是安息日的诗歌呢？
So why is there a small print that says this is a song for the Sabbath?
所以就一直在思考这个问题。
So I kept thinking about this point.
那感谢神今天早上从祷告思考当中得到的一些心得与大家来做分享。
Thank God I received some thoughts about this during my prayer this morning.
也不是 this morning, 没有那么厉害。
Not this morning.
那这一篇诗可以分成三段。
There are three sections to the song.
从第一节到第四节是崇拜之美，崇拜的美丽。
And so from verse 1 to 4, it is about the beauty of worship.
那第五节到第七节就是崇拜的理由崇拜之理。
And from verse 5 to 7 talks about the rationale of worship.
那第八到第十五节是崇拜所得到的果效。
And from verse 8 onwards to 15, it talks about the result of worship.
首先来看第一到第四节。
Let's first study verse 1 to 4.
崇拜为什么在神的眼中是一件美好、一件美丽的事呢？
Why is worship such a beautiful thing in the eyes of God?
如果我们读英文那它第一节就是说赞美神称谢神是一件美事。
If we read the English version, it says in verse 1 that it is a good to praise the Lord.
他一开始就说崇拜是一件美好的事情。
So first it starts off with saying that praising the Lord is a good thing.
可是因为英文跟英文啊希伯来文跟中文的结构有点不同。
But the translation between English and Chinese is a little different.
它的语文结构 language structure.
The language structure is a little different.
所以中文呢你要看到最后才看到说哦是美事第三节最后才看到是美事。
And so in verse, you don't see that it is a good thing until verse 3.
其实他一开始就说这是美事。
But in the English version, it starts off with saying this is a good thing.
我们来看第一节到第四节。
Let us read verse 1 to 4.
称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名，用十弦的乐器和瑟，用琴弹优雅的声音，早晨传扬你的慈爱，每夜传扬你的信实，这本为美事，因为你耶和华借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你手的工作欢呼。这第一段就是崇拜之美。
So this first section talks about the beauty of worship.
因为一开始就说这种赞美这种崇拜的动作是一件美事。
Because it starts off with saying this act of praising God is a good thing.
我们中文其实是能够更能表达里面的那种想法的一个语文。
In Chinese is a language where you can actually express the meaning even better.
短短一个词。
From a short phrase.
比如说美丽、美好、美妙。
For example, something that is beautiful or wonderful or miraculous.
Yeah, 你看英文就用不同的字，对不对？
So in English, you have to use different
words. 中文都有美这个字。
But in the Chinese version, there is beauty in all these phrases.
可是英文就不能够说 beautiful, beauty, wonderful, you know, 不能够这么说。
But in the English, you cannot say beautiful, beauty, and wonderful.
你要用两个字来放在一起。
You have to put together different words to depict this.
可是在这里，当圣经说这是美事的之后，这个美字它不但带有美丽的意思，它有带着美好、美善的意思在里面。
So when the Bible uses this word that it is good to praise the Lord, it encompasses beauty in praising the Lord.
所以英文需要取舍，它只能够讲 good 可是中文可以说美善、美好其实它不只是 good， 它是美好、美善。
And so it is not only good, but it is beautiful also.
Yes. 比如我们看到一幅漂亮的画。
For example, you look at a very beautiful painting.
或者我们尝了一道美好的菜。
Or you just ate a wonderful, delicious meal.
你看我们中文怎么表达
？How do you talk about this in Chinese?
它一定有美这个字。
It has the word beauty in it.
美味佳肴。
A wonderful taste.
Yeah, 那个中文就那个美不见掉 ，wonderful。所以在这里，它不但是好，它是美好。
So here, not only is good, but it is beautiful.
中文说这是美事，因为它是美好的事情。
It is a beautiful thing.
所以崇拜是非常美好的，它又是美丽的，它又是美善的，它是好的。
So to praise is a good and a beautiful thing.
神看到我们每一个人聚集在这里向他祷告，向他来赞美。
When God sees all of us gather here to praise Him and to pray to Him,
一切对他来讲都是好，不但是好，是美的。
All of this is good to Him and beautiful.
我们的动作看起来很美。
Our actions are beautiful.
我们的歌声听起来很美。
And our voices are beautiful.
你看，歌声不是用看的，是用听，可是我们还是用美这个字来形容。
So our voices is not something that we can see, but it is something that we hear, but it is still described by beauty.
对啊，英文也是可以说 that piece of music is beautiful. 这个曲子很美好。
And in English, you can also say that this music is very beautiful.
为什么崇拜是又美丽又美好呢？
So why is praise a beautiful and good thing?
我们继续来看这一段。
Let us continue to read.
第一节这里说称谢神啊，歌颂神是一件美好的事情。
Verse 1, it says, it is good to praise the Lord and to make music to your name.
那英文说称谢。中文是说称谢神。
And so it says to make music to your name.
称谢 give thanks.
To give thanks to your name.
你看那个中文英文又省略了一个字。
So an English translation is slightly different.
中文说称谢就是称赞还有感谢，对不对？
So in Chinese, it actually means to praise and give thanksgiving.
那称谢神是一件美好的事情。
And this is a wonderful thing.
有一种人啊，他是很难来称颂神的。
There is a type of person where it is very hard for them to praise God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他不懂得感谢。
Because they do not know to
be thankful. 有一种人他活着很辛苦。
Some people live very hard lives.
所以有一句话说活在福中不知福。
And it is, they are living in abundance or bliss, but they do not
know it. 可是有一些人啊，他其实是缺乏的。
But some people are lacking.
可是他活得缺乏，他们缺乏的lacking. 可是他们活得很快乐。
But they live very joyful lives.
为什么呢？
Why?
有感恩的心。
Because they have a heart of thanksgiving.
所以一个会感恩的心啊，他就会懂得来称谢神。
So a person with a heart of thanksgiving, they know to praise God.
我们每一周啊，至少有一次会来到会堂这里。
We come to church at least once per week.
可是我们来到会堂的时候，是带着怎么样的心情呢？
But what kind of attitude do we bring when
we
come to church?
又是安息的，没办法，要来聚会。
It is Sabbath day again. I must come to church.
或者是这一种习惯性的，不来觉得有点怪怪。
Or do we come out of habit?
来了之后呢，又不晓得要干什么。
And after we come, we do not know what to do.
就坐在那边打盹。
And so we just sit there.
或者我们每逢安息日啊，就老早就爬起来了，因为很兴奋。
Or we may wake up very early on Sabbath day because we are about to go to church.
来到会堂哦，一看到会堂，你的心速会加跳。
And when we come to church, our heartbeat will increase.
有没有这种感觉呢？
Do we have this kind of feeling?
小弟当初在慕道的时候
，When I first came to Chuseok，
就是有这种感觉。
I had this type of feeling。
迫不及待的安息日来到，快点来到会堂。
I was so hopeful and so eager to come to church。
搭公车要一个多小时。
I had to come on the bus for 1 hour。
我来会堂的时候，也是一个小时前就到了。
But I also arrived to church 1 hour early。
每逢看到那个会堂的时候，就心中有一种说不出来的喜乐。
Every time I saw the church, I had this indescribable joy in my heart.
所以我们安息日的时候啊，安息日的时候。
So on the Sabbath day,
我们要知道我们为何来到会堂。
We have to know why we come to church.
神设立安息日啊，他说为了纪念他的创造。
So when God established the Sabbath day, he said it was to remember his creation.
为了纪念他的救赎。
To remember his salvation.
我们是从万民当中拣选出来的。
We were chosen by him.
我们常常听这种道理，听得很习惯了。
And we often hear this music, this message.
再也不打动我们的心。
And it no longer touches our hearts.
可是如果我们每逢安息日真正的去思考这个问题。
But if we think and ponder about this every Sabbath.
把世上的事情啊暂时抛开。
If we are able to put away the things of this world.
集中我们的精神在神还有他的爱。
And collect our thoughts and attention on the love of God.
我们一定会产生感谢的心。
Then we will have a heart of thanksgiving.
如果有感恩的心，我们就懂得怎么样来赞美。
And when we have this heart of thanksgiving, then we know how to praise.
有时候我们请弟兄姐妹啊，说我们来悟性祷告。
Sometimes we may have a prayer of understanding with our brothers and sisters.
不知道我不懂得祷告。
And we say we do not know how to pray.
不知道怎么样讲感谢的话。
We don't know how to say these words of thanksgiving.
其实我们不用那么的紧张啊。
But we shouldn't be this nervous.
只要从心中很自然的表达我们内心的那种感谢，那就可以了。
If we are able to just express our thanksgiving from our heart, this is enough.
可是现在我们越来越难产生这种很自然感谢的心。
But it's harder for us to have this natural heart of thanksgiving.
因为我们已经不懂得感恩，不懂得想讲称谢的话了，赞美的话了。
Because we no longer know how to be thankful and to speak these words of praise.
接下来这里说，歌颂神是一件美事。
And here it says to make music to your name.
在这里啊，英文就讲得很清楚。
And here the English translation is very clear.
它不只是歌颂。
It is not only to praise.
它也是，它也是啊，要啊弹奏那种乐器的。
But also to make music with instruments.
其实这个歌颂的话啊，是跟诗篇是同一个字。诗篇是名词，这个歌颂是动词。
So psalm and praise is the same word, but one is a noun and one is a verb.
所以我们来歌颂神是一件美好的事情。
So to praise God is a good thing.
因为唱歌啊是一个非常自然的事情，一种非常自然的事情。
To sing is very natural.
我们喜乐的时候常常就会哼一些歌曲。
When we are joyful, we might hum a tune.
所以这里说啊，我们歌颂神是一件美事啊。
So here it says to make music to God is a good thing.
我们都到不同的地方聚会的时候，
when we go to other places,
我们也发觉到同龄们唱诗有不同。
When we go to other places to worship, we might realize that different places they sing differently.
有时候我们唱诗真的有生命力的。
Sometimes when they sing hymns, there is life in it.
因为所唱的真的是由心发出来。
Because what they sing comes from their
hearts. 就像赞美诗所说啊，心中喜乐就唱诗啊。
And so when you have joy in your heart, then you want to sing.
可是有些时候，在崇拜的时候，唱诗的时候，
But sometimes during worship, when you're singing,
没有那种生命力。
There is no life.
因为刚好是唱诗时间啊，赞美诗这么写，我就这么唱。
Because they are just singing what is written in the hymn book.
那如果没有口唱心和在神眼中，如何达到美好呢？
And so if they are not singing from their hearts, then how is this a good thing to God?
我们安息日是神特别要我们来纪念的。
The Sabbath day was a special day that God wants us to
remember. 为什么神每一周要我们来到他面前来纪念他呢？
Why does he want us to come before him every week to remember him?
因为他知道我们人很健忘。
Because he knows that man is very forgetful.
如果没有常常提醒自己的话，
If we do not constantly remind
ourselves, 我们会离神越来越远。
We will draw further and further away from God.
所以安息日啊，是让我们提醒我们自己，我们真的是一群很有福气的人。
So the Sabbath day is for us to remember that we are a group of very blessed people.
我们再念下去。
We continue to read.
第二、第三节啊，这里讲到很多乐器了哈。
From verse 2 to 3, it talks about a lot of instruments.
接下来就讲到说，我们早晨要传扬神的慈爱，我们每个晚上每夜要传扬神的信实。
It talks about to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night.
为什么晚上要传扬神的信实呢？
Why must we proclaim his faithfulness at
night? 因为神这一天都与我同在。
Because God abides us
with
us day and night.
早上要传扬神的慈爱呢？
Why must we proclaim his love in the morning?
因为我们知道我们每个晚上躺下来都有神靠照顾啊。
Because we know that every night when we go to sleep, this is through the protection of God.
我们能够醒来也是一种恩典。
It is a grace that we can wake up the next morning.
我们不可以把这些当成很平常的事情。
And we cannot treat this as ordinary things.
因为生命是来自真神。
Because life comes from God.
安息日就是要纪念神的创造，神给我们生命啊。
And Sabbath day is for us to remember his creation and the life he gave us.
诗篇的作者把这个每天的赞美、每天的感谢放在安息日的诗篇是有它的意义的。
The author of the psalm has a purpose in putting this everyday thanksgiving and praise.
意思就是说，我们安息日是要来回顾我们这一周来神的慈爱、神的信实。
It is that Sabbath day we must remember all the praise and all the thanksgiving we have in the past week towards God.
因为每一天我们都享受神的慈爱。
Because every day we enjoy His love.
每一天我们都享受神的信实。
And every day we enjoy His faithfulness.
我们上一周能够来到他面前来敬拜，这一周也能够来。
And this week we can once again come before Him to worship.
这不是偶然的事情。
And this is not just by chance.
这是神的恩典、神的恩待、神的保守。
But this is the grace and the protection of God.
所以我们来到安息日第一次祷告的时候，
So when we first come to pray on Sabbath day,
不要好像一种的例行公事，一种的只是外在的一个动作。
It should not be just an outward action.
我们要回想，
But we must reflect and
从上一个安息日到这个安息日，
From last Sabbath till now,
神给我们每天的恩典。
God's grace that He has given me every day.
有一些不愉快的事情，
even though they may be unhappy events,
可是神也让我们熬过来。
But God has helped me come through.
虽然有一些试炼，
even though there may be trials.
神也让我们有力量来经过。
But God has given me strength to overcome.
神也安慰了我们许多事情。
And He has comforted me in many things.
我们在灵性中已经长大了一些。
And spiritually, we will grow a little.
这都是我们应该去思想的问题。
These are things that we should reflect and think about.
我们人哈常常过着非常忙碌的生活。
For us, we often live very busy lives.
所以已经啊一直在动，没有在想啊。
We are often moving but not thinking.
那如果一直在动，没有在想，我们是什么？我们是机器人，不是人啊，我们是机器啊。
If we are constantly moving but not thinking, then we are just machines.
所以神知道我们是人，他要我们保持人的生活。
And God knows that we are men, so He wants us to keep our life.
所以他就规定。
So He makes this requirement.
在六日内要把一切的工作完成。
That you must complete your work in 6 days.
第七日要把世上的工作抛开。
And on the seventh day to put all this work aside.
不要再做了。
And no longer do it.
要思考啊。
But rather reflect and think.
要进入到我们内心。
We must enter into our hearts.
外在的这些动作要把它暂时停止。
And stop our outward actions.
进到里面。
To enter within.
我们才会再一次发觉到原来我是人。
Then once again we realize that we are men.
我们这一周所做的。
And all that we have done.
不是没有意思的。
It is not meaningless.
我们所追求的。
What we pursue.
不是没有意思的。
It is not meaningless either.
这是信主的人跟没有信主的人的差别。
This is the difference between a believer and a non-believer.
你看那些没有信主的人，那些世上的人。
Look at the people of this world, those non-believers.
为谁忙碌呢？为谁来忙碌呢？
Who are they being busy for?
他们所争取的是什么呢？
What are they pursuing after?
你问他们，他们真的一问三不知的。
You may ask them and they themselves may not know.
可是我们知道。
But we know.
我们所做的一切。
We know that everything that we do.
都是为了荣耀神。
It's for the glory of God.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
如果我们真的安息日的时候有静下心来思考。
If we are able to quiet our hearts and reflect on the Sabbath day,
我们就知道
we know.
到底这一周我们是为谁而活。
We know who we have lived for in this past
我们所追求的
what we have pursued,
是不是为了荣耀神。
It is for the glory of God.
如果我们发觉到我们不知道为我们在做这些事情到底是为什么。
If we do not know why we do these things,
那就是因为我们不懂得怎么样来享受安息日。
It is because we do not know how to enjoy the Sabbath day.
我们不懂得怎么利用神给我们这些神圣的时间来思考我们所做的一切事。
We don't know how to use the time that God has given us to reflect upon what we do.
那除了回顾我们这过去的一周，
apart from reflecting back to our past week,
我们也要想到啊，神在过去的这一周帮助了我许多。
We must think about how God has helped us in the past week.
所以我可以面对下一周啊。
So we can face the upcoming week.
这就是为什么神要给我安息日啊。
And this is why God gives us Sabbath.
感谢。
For thanksgiving.
得到力量。
To gain strength.
再走下去啊。
And continue to walk.
那过了安息日的时候。
Then after Sabbath.
我们就要像第三节所说的。
We must be like in verse 3.
早晨起来赶紧来传扬神的慈爱。
To proclaim his love in the morning.
我们有没有这么做？
Do we do this?
没有了，因为我们要去赶着去上班嘛。
No, because when we wake up in the morning, we are in a hurry to get
to work. 昨天晚上一直在打电脑，转得好迟才睡。
And last night we were on the computer till very late.
哪有时间祷告？哪有时间去想神的事情啊？
How do we have time to pray and think about the things of God?
不是赶紧来传扬神的事，赶紧刷牙漱口，早餐也没空吃啊，就跑去上班。
We are not in a hurry to proclaim the love of God, but rather to brush our teeth and to eat breakfast.
我们再一次过着机械性的生活。我们 mechanical life, we lead a mechanical life again.可是这里说不要这样子啊。
But here it tells us not to live this mechanical life.
每早晨要传扬你的慈爱。
But rather proclaim his love every morning.
我们有没有早上祷告的习惯？
Do we have the habit of praying every morning?
我有问过啊。
I've asked this before.
不是这里啦。
Not at this church.
大部分的人是晚上睡觉前祷告的，不是早上祷告的。
Most people pray at night before bedtime.
我们早上祷告才重要啊。
But it's even more important for us to pray in the morning.
第一，我们要把这一天的事情交托于主。
First, we must entrust everything in that day to God.
第二，我们是为谁活？
Second, who do we live for?
是为神而活，不是吗？
We live for God, is
not. 那我们要在神的面前听命啊，来领受命令。
Then we must listen and heed His instruction.
今天神你要我做什么？
God, what is it that you want me to do today?
请你带领我完成你今天你要我为你做的事。
Please guide me to complete what you want me to do for you today.
这样子才是真正过着为主而活的生活。
This is truly what it means to live for God.
那晚上在睡觉前的祷告。
And at night when we pray before bed.
我们常常三五分钟就阿门了。
We often make our prayer short in 3 to 5 minutes.
有人跟我讲一个笑话，我看。应该是会有这种发生。
Someone told me a joke, but I feel like this actually happens.
就是有时候每天晚上都不晓得要祷告什么。
Every night we may not know what to pray about.
所以说主耶稣啊，我今天要讲个跟昨天一样。
So we say, dear Jesus Christ, tonight I will say what I said last night.
Amen.
Amen.
没有内容。
There's no content.
更没有诚意。
And there is no intention.
我们每天晚上要传扬他的信实。
So every night we must proclaim his faithfulness.
对，主耶稣恩待我们是跟昨天一样。
It is true that God has given us grace like the day before.
就像希伯来书所说的。
Just like in Hebrews it says.
昔日、今日、以后、永远，主耶稣是一样的。
Yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever, Jesus is the same.
主耶稣是一样的，我们不是要用一样的话 来赞美主耶稣，我们是要用一样的感恩的心来赞美耶稣啊。
But because Jesus is the same does not mean that we may give thanksgiving to him using the same words, but rather having the same type of heart.
今天所讲的是跟昨天一样。
It is not to say that we will say the same things as last night.
而且我们过着每天过着感恩的生活，好，我们要想到啊，安息日快到了。
When we live this Thanksgiving life every day, we might think that Sabbath is almost here.
我们每一天要倒数啊。
And we have to count down.
倒数到什么？
Count down to what?
安息日。
To Sabbath day.
哦，我们现在被洋人的那个立法所影响哈，我们把那个 Sunday 说是礼拜天，所以我们礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四，对不对？
So we'd be influenced by the Western world in saying that Sunday is Sunday.
Worship day.
Worship day.
Yeah, then one day after worship day, 2 days after worship day, 3 days after worship day, 礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三。我现在建议说，我们现在用倒数。
But now I want to recommend that we count down.
啊，我今天安息日过后。
Today after Sabbath has passed.
带着力量，带着主的恩典，我们要去面对我们这一周要做的事情。
With strength and grace from God, we to face the things that God wants us to do.
生活是一种挑战啊，这是免不了的。
Life is a challenge. This is something that we cannot avoid.
可是我们要向往啊，再一次的安息日。
But we must think of and look forward to the next
Sabbath. 所以明天我们就说啊，再过六天就安息日。
So tomorrow we say 6 more days and then a Sabbath.
啊，再过一天哦，再过5天安息日。
The next day we will say 5 more days.
再过4天就安息日。
And only 4 more days till Sabbath.
再过3天就安息日。
And only 3 more days till Sabbath.
这就是每天早晨传扬他的慈爱，每个夜晚传扬他的信实啊的实践。
And this is what it means to proclaim his love and his faithfulness in the morning and at night.
要向往说，我再一次能够在神的面前，为了过去的这一周来感谢。
And to think that we can once again be in front of God to be thankful for the things that have passed.
为了未来的一周啊，来求神怜悯啊，来求神加添力量。
And to ask God for His compassion for the upcoming week.
我们再看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
因为耶和华借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你手的工作欢呼。我们基督徒啊的那种喜乐是有理由的。
There is a reason behind the joy of Christians.
不像哈、有些人因为心里闷了、啊，就去找一些刺激的事情来做，暂时 happy 一下。
It is not like other people who seek stimulation so they can have very short-lived joy.
这里说我因着你的作为啊。高兴，我因为你的作为欢呼。
Here it says, "For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy the works of your hands."
我们为什么要在神的面前赞美呢
？Why must we praise before God？
在赞美的时候，在感恩的时候，为什么那么样的快乐呢
？Why do we have this joy when we are praising？
因为神已经在我们身上动工了。
Because God has already done His work in our lives.
我因你的手的工作欢呼。
I sing for joy the works of your hands.
因为神跟我们已经有关系了。
Because God already has a relationship with us.
有一些人他们去拜神。
Some people worship God.
他们所拜的他们不知道。
But they do not know who they worship.
不要以为我只是在说那些拜偶像的人。
Do not think that I'm only talking about.
当然那些拜偶像的人，你问他们的神啊，从哪里来，他们不知道。
Of course, when you ask people who worship idols where their god comes from, they do not know.
他们你问他说观音怎么样来？观音啊 ，the goddess of mercy.
So you ask them where does the goddess of mercy come from?
他们也不知道。
They do not know.
释迦牟尼为什么叫释迦牟尼？Sakyamuni the Buddha.
So you may ask them why does the Buddha why do they have that name?
为什么你要拜他
？And why do you have to worship him?
他们不知道。
They do not know.
大部分的人是不知道。
Most people do not know.
有些人甚至因为要寻求一些答案。
And some people in their search for answers.
我生病了。
They might be sick.
我有一些困境。
Or some difficulties.
人家说这个灵他就去拜了。
People say that there is a spirit and they worship it.
这个灵就是说 this God is powerful. 这个很灵我就去拜了。
Oh, they may listen and hear that this God is very powerful, then they will just worship it.
如果没有效果听那个很灵又去拜那个了。
And if there's no effect, then they hear that another God is powerful, they worship that.
在他去拜的那一个时刻他是跟那个偶像没有关系的。
In the time that they are worshiping that idol, they do not have a relationship with the idol.
可是今天我们来到这里。
But today when we come here,
我们知道我们为什么要来拜这位神。
We know why we need to worship God.
我们也知道这位神到底是怎么样的神。
We know what kind of God we are worshiping.
更重要的，我们知道我跟这位神有什么关系啊？
And most importantly, we know our relationship with this God.
因为他曾经救过我。
Because before he saved me.
从罪中救过我。
He saved me from my sin.
他曾经道成肉身钉在十字架上流出他的宝血。
Previously he had come in the form of man.
我还没有认识他的时候他已经认识我了。
Before I knew him he already knew me.
当我不懂得称谢他感恩的时候他已经爱我为我牺牲了。
He loved me before I knew how to express my thanksgiving towards him.
这种大爱就懂得作为。
This great love and work
让我心中产生很大的震撼。
It takes a great impact and effect.
所以我因为神的作为而高兴。
So because of his works, I am joyful.
我因为神的作为而欢呼。
Because of his works.
所以我们来做崇拜的时候。
So when we come to worship,
不但是外表的一个动作。
It is not only an outward action.
也不只是内心的那种欢喜快乐。
It is also a joy from within a heart.
因为有时候这种表现可只是在那种情感的层面而已。
Because sometimes this expression is only based on our emotions.
情感是能够很容易受人家影响的。
And this is easily influenced.
很容易感染到，你看大家都在笑，你也觉得很好笑，不是吗？
And it's very contagious. If everyone's laughing, then you start laughing too.
可是我们的崇拜，
But our worship
有外在的动作，
has an outward action，
有情感，
it has feeling，
也有理智啊。
And it also has rationale.
因为这里说我因为神在我身上的工作而欢呼。
Because here it says it is because of the works of God's hands in my life that I sing for joy.
那这个高兴是内心的一种感受。
This joy comes from within the heart.
这个欢呼是一种的表现。
And this singing is a way of expressing joy.
这个欢呼常常用在唱凯歌的时候的一个词句。
And 凯歌
就是 Song of Victory.
And so this singing is often sung.
This word
is often used for a song of victory.
所以我们在神面前其实是唱凯歌。
So we are actually singing the song of victory.
因为我们今天能够站在神的面前。
Because for us to stand before God today.
是因为他已经除掉一切的罪，一切拦住我们的。
It is because he has freed us from our sin and everything that holds us.
我们最大的敌人魔鬼。
Our greatest enemy, Satan,
死亡
death,
已经不再成为威胁了。
Is no longer a threat to us.
我们站在万王之王还有生命之主的面前。
We are before the living God.
我们来到这里是得生命的。
And we come here to receive life.
不值得唱凯歌吗？
And is it not worthy to sing this song?
所以我们心里的那种快乐是来自我们对神的认识啊。
So this joy that comes from our hearts is from knowing the Lord.
所以来安息日的崇拜是一种的享受。
And even though it is an enjoyment to come and worship God on Sabbath.
因为我们知道神创造了我们，给予我们生命，还要给予我们永生。
Because you know that God has created us, He has given us life and eternal life.
再来，我们来谈谈安息日理性方面的。
So let us talk about the rationale of Sabbath day.
我们来看第五节到第七节。
Let us read from verse 5 to 7.
耶和华你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深，深畜类人不晓得，鱼丸人也不明白。恶人茂盛如草，一切作孽之人发旺的时候，正是他们要灭亡，直到永远。这里第五节说神的心思极其深。
In verse 5 it says how profound the thoughts of the Lord is.
神的工作何其大。
And how great are your works.
刚才已经说了，我们因着神手所做的事情得到快乐。
Previously we mentioned that we receive joy from the works of God.
可是这里对神的工作还有另一方面的说法。
It talks about another aspect of the words of God.
说神每一样所做的
It talks about everything that God does.
都是经过很大的心思啊。
Through profound thoughts.
我们人做事情有时候没有想就去做。
Sometimes we act without reason.
可是神不会这样子。
But God does not do this.
所以这里说你的工作何其大，你的心思何其深。
So here it talks how great are your works and how profound your thoughts.
所以神每一件事都有经过思考的。
So everything that God does, He has already thought.
所以神的创造
，His creation.
你看神的创造多么奇妙。
Look at how wonderful His creation is.
在诗篇137篇，我看到那个诗人啊，所说的。
In Psalm 137, the psalmist says.
他从我们身体的构造啊，看到神美妙的工作。
He says, from the creation of the human body, we can see the wonderful works of God.
他说：“神啊，你对我的意念真的很多啊，比海滩的沙还要多啊。
And that the thoughts of God for us are so great, more numerous than the sand of the seashore.
所以神他工作都非常细腻，而且他心思真的很深。
And so we can see how profound the thoughts of God are.
那我们看到神的作为的时候
，So when we see His works,
我们更需要去思考他。
We need to reflect on it even more.
不只是外在的创造。
Not only outward creation,
神在我们生命当中所让我们经历的一切
but rather everything that we encounter in our own lives,
都不是偶然的
This is not just by chance,
因为神是无所不能的
because God is almighty,
每一件事情他都知道
He knows everything,
所以每一件事情啊都有他的意思在里面
and so He has His own meaning behind
所以我们看到神的工作的时候我们要思考
so when we see the works of God, we must reflect
我们不要盲目的过一生啊
we shouldn't live such busy lives,
因为我们是人
because we are human.
我们不是畜类 we are not beasts.
We are not beasts.
那可是第六节这里很可爱，为什么说畜类人呢？
So why do we talk about this in verse 6?
What does it say in English? Beastly man or?
The senseless man does not know fools.
A senseless man. 英文讲得很客气啊。英文是说没有思考的人啊。
So English it says the senseless man.
不懂得思考的人。
Someone who does not know to think.
其实它里面，它的原文就像中文所说，畜类人的 a beast man.
But the origin text is actually a beast man.
那个创世纪不是说人是人，动物是动物，不是，牲畜是牲畜，各按其类吗？
And so in creation, does it not say that humans are human, man a man, and beast a beast?
所以我们不相信什么进化论嘛。
So we do not believe in evolution.
我们现在就是一直找不到那个 missing link 啊，那个半人半兽的那个不晓得什么东西。
We have yet to find the missing link of a half man, half beast.
可是这里说第六节说有畜类人。
But here it talks about the beast man.
那跟那个各按其类就不一样了。Each according to his kind, 就不一样啦。
So it's different from what is recorded in Genesis about each according to his kind.
为什么会有畜类人呢 ？Beast man.
So why do you have this beast man?
因为人。
Because man.
是按着神的形象所造的。
Is created in the image of God.
所以他懂得思考神的事情。
So he knows to think about the things of God.
如果一个人失去了这种思考能力。
If a man loses this rationale,
所想的都是属肉的。
And everything they think about is
according to the flesh. 更糟的，都是按一种意识形态，好像那个畜类一样。
And if they do everything just like a beast, out of instinct,
那真的很不像人了。
Then they are not like man.
我们来看约伯记。
Let us turn to Job.
约伯记的第三十二章。
Job chapter 32.
第三十二章的第八节
Verse 8,
但在人里面有灵，全能者的气使人有聪明。这就让我们回想到创世纪神造人的那一幕。
This helps us think back to when God created man in Genesis.
他是把气息吹进那人的鼻孔里，
And he breathed his breath into the nostrils of man.
他就成了有灵的活人，
And he became a living man.
我们人是有灵性的。
So man is living and has a spirit.
我们常常会说，哎呀，这狗很聪明，有灵性啊，这个动物有灵性啊。
We may say that this dog is very intelligent or this other animal is very intelligent.
其实人才真正有灵性。
But it is only man who truly has a spirit.
我们虽然带着肉体。
Even though we have physical flesh.
真正的我在哪里？
Where is the true me?
在于我的思想。
It is in my thoughts.
在于我能够跟神达到沟通。
It is in my communication with God.
那才是真正神的形象在我们里面。
That is the true image of God within us.
所以说我们安息日要卸下我们外在的那些动作啊。
So when we say that on Sabbath day we must depart from our outward actions.
要进到内心里面。
And enter into our hearts.
进入到那个可以跟神沟通的那个内心里面。
And turn to the heart that can communicate.
我们才能够找到真正的自我。
Then we can find the true self.
就是神造我们的时候给我们的。
And this is given by God when He created us.
在人里面。
It is in man.
有灵。
They are spirit.
这个灵就是从大能者的气息来的。
And the spirit is from the breath of the Almighty God.
那这个大能者的气息让人有聪明，就是让人有属灵的智慧。
And this breath from the Almighty God allows man to have understanding and wisdom.
失去了这个，
and once you lose this,
我们跟牲畜有什么两样？
How are we different from beasts?
神说，后者出来，后者就出来了，但不是吹进他鼻孔里的。
God said, for a monkey to come and it came, it wasn't through his breath.
所以我们如果失去了这种思考能力，
so we lose this rationale.
或者看到神的创造，不懂得如何去思考它。
Or we see his creation, but we do not know how to think about it.
或者没有利用安息日的时间来进入到内心来做出思考。
Or if we do not use Sabbath to enter into our hearts to think and reflect.
在我们的一生看不到神的手。
If we do not see the works of the hands of God in our everyday life.
看不到神的工作在我们身上。
And we cannot see the works of God in our life.
那我们已经成为那个畜类人了。
Then we have become a beast man.
所以安息日的时候就要让我们要避免我们成为畜类人了。
So Sabbath day is for us to avoid becoming this beast man.
所以我们安息日不只是要有崇拜的动作。
So on Sabbath day we must not only have actions of worship.
借着圣经的教导，借着祷告，借着唱赞美诗。
But through the teachings of the Bible, through prayer and hymn singing,
我们这种崇拜要有理性的。
Our worship should have rationale.
什么叫做迷信 ？Superstitious.
What does it mean to be superstitious?
就是所拜的不知道，所做的不知道，这些就是盲目的去信啊，就是迷信啊。
Superstition is when you do not know who you worship or why you worship.
有些基督徒是这样子的。
Some Christians are like this.
有些拜真神的人是这样子的。拜真神的人。
Some people who worship the true God are like this.
撒玛利亚妇人。
The Samaritan women.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你们拜的，你们不知道啊。
You do not know who you worship.
就是没有理性啊，你理性缺乏理性的崇拜。
They lack rationale in their worship.
所以我们在祷告的时候，千万不要嘴巴里说灵言啊，理性不见掉。
So when we are praying, let us not pray without a rationale.
保罗说，我在灵里祷告，我的悟性也要祷告。
And so when we are praying, our spirit is also praying.
所以这就是崇拜之理。
So this is the rationale in worship.
那我们常常有思考神的话语。
And we often reflect on the words
of God. 我们的信心啊，才是真的很扎实。
Only then can our faith be deeply rooted.
不是建立在一些活动上面的。
And it is not rooted on things that can move.
也不是建立在情感 上面，
and not on emotions.
我们真正知道神是什么。
But we must know who God is.
你看，尼布加尼撒王。
When we look at King Nebuchadnezzar,
他就是不懂得往神那方面去思考。
He didn't know how to think in the direction.
虽然他是很聪明，
even though he was very intelligent.
因为他是国王啊。
Because he was the king.
那国中的建设真的是因为他。
And the matters and the structures in the kingdom.
你看大巴比伦真的是统治很多国家。
And we see that Babylon took over a lot of king, nations.
所以有一次他在看他的伟大的帝国的时候，他就说：“哎呀，这是我的手所建立的。”
So one day when he was looking at his kingdom, he was saying that this was established by my own hands.
看不到神的手啊。
He did not see the hands of God.
看不到神的智慧了。
He did not see the
只看到他自己啊。
But only himself.
那神说什么呢？
And what did God say?
神说你要像牛一样啊。
That he would become like the ox.
直到七期过去，就是七年过去。
Until 7 years had passed.
七年过去了，直到你知道。至高者在人的世间掌权。
Until he knew the Almighty God and his work among men.
不知道有神的人，或者不承认有神的人，就是这样子啊。
For those who do not know God or deny the existence of God, this is like this.
既然你不承认有神，
because they do not acknowledge God,
你就是畜类人。
They are beast men.
那我就真正让你外面也像畜类一样。
So I would like for you to be like a beast. 所以
他真的七年啊，好像野兽一样。
And so he was like a beast.
头发长长，手指甲都长长，脚甲都长长，胡须都长长。
So everything, his nails and everything was like a beast. It was very long.
而且吃草如牛。
And he ate grass just like an ox.
我们可以思考一下。
We can think about this.
他身为人的时候，已经不懂得思考神。
When he was man, he did not know how to think about God.
那为什么他成为牛的时候，会慢慢醒悟过来啊。
And so why would he awaken once he becomes a beast?
我们有没有想过这问题啊？
Have you thought about this?
后来我想到，很可能是这样啊。
Later on, I thought maybe it can be like this.
如果你们不认为是这样，就把它当成故事，把它当成笑话就算了哈。
And if it's not, just treat it as a story.
我想很可能是这样。
I think this may be likely.
因为圣经告诉我们，
because the Bible tells us,
我们人类好像草一样，
that men are just like grass.
这记载在哪里？
Where is this recorded?
彼得前书嘛。
First Peter.
其实这诗篇九十二篇也是这么说的。
Actually, Psalm 92 also mentions this.
诗篇九十二篇的第七节这里说。
Psalm 92, verse
7. 恶人茂盛如草。
The wicked spring up like grass.
那当他们发旺的时候啊，就是要灭亡啊。
And when they flourish, they will be destroyed.
尼布加尼撒王他成为牛的时候，他吃草如牛，对不对？
And so when King Nebuchadnezzar became a beast, he ate grass like a ox.
他每天都吃草嘛。
And every day he ate grass.
草给他一吃就没有了。
And every time he ate grass, it would disappear.
请问如果你是一头牛，你会是怎么样的草？
And so if you're an ox, what kind of grass would you eat?
是那种怪枯掉的草，或者很稀很稀的草，或者你会跑到那个那么肥沃之地啊，一撮一撮大大大很大撮很大撮的那些草。
Would you eat grass that is dying, or would you eat grass that is flourishing?
当然是很大撮很大撮那些草啊。
And so of course you want to eat the grass that is flourishing.
所以草茂盛的时候啊，就完蛋啦。
But then when this grass springs up, then it will come to ruin.
因为草多的时候就被牛吃啊。
Because it will be eaten by the ox.
再来。
Then.
他吃饱之后。
Once he is well fed.
已经饱了。
He is well fed.
他就说，那边还有一大撮，明天我要吃那边的。
He will see another patch of abundant grass, and then he will eat it the next day.
明天来的时候。
And when the next day comes.
怎么那撮草不见掉了？
How come that grass
disappeared? 给隔壁那头牛吃掉了。
Because another ox had ate it already.
或者是太阳太晒，晒干了没草吃啊。
Or maybe it was scorched by the sun.
就会让他觉悟嘛。他这样子就会觉悟。He will come to a realization.
So he will come to a realization.
草是这样子的。
That this is grass.
我不是神啊，我是人啊，我就像草一样啊。
I am not God, I am man, I'm just like this grass.
啊，彼得怎么说？
What did Peter say?
彼得说啊，人，凡是人都是像草一样。
He said that all men are like grass.
虽然这里说恶人像草。
Even though here it says the wicked are like
grass. 可是彼得说，凡有血气的都是像草啊。
But Peter said all living creatures are like grass.
难道不是这样吗？
Is it not so?
难道只有恶人才早死吗？不会吧。
Is it that only the wicked will die early?
带有血气的人都很快就会枯干了。
But rather, all who are living.
所以彼得说，花会凋谢，草会枯干。
That is why Peter said that all the grass would fade, die, and the flowers would fade away.
唯有神的道是长存的。
But only the word of God lasts forever.
然后呢，彼得继续说。
Peter continued to say,
你们因着神的道已经重生了。
Because of the word of God, you are once again.
我们有属灵的生命啊。
We have the spiritual life.
所以我们外在像世人一样。
So even though outwardly we are like a person of this world.
像会枯干的草。
We are like the grass that will die.
可是神的道在我们里面。
But because the word of God is within us.
我们重生啊。
We are reborn.
我们有生命力在里面。
We have life within.
所以啊，我们。不会像草一样真的就这样子就消失了。
So we would not be like the grass and wither and disappear.
那我们如果不是草我们是什么呢？
If we are not grass then what are we?
我们是有永恒生命的。
We have eternal life.
我们再看第八到第十五节。
Let us read verse 8 to 15.
唯有你耶和华是至高直到永远，这是这个整篇诗的最中央的一节。
So this is one of the middle verses in this whole psalm.
这就是这个诗篇的高峰。
And this is the highlight of the psalm.
他说神啊是至高的。
It says, O Lord, you are exalted forever.
而且他是直到永远的。
You are exalted forever.
如果我们跟这位神有关系，
If we have a relationship with this
Lord, 我们同样也会跟神一样。
Then we will be like God.
会得到永远的生命。
To receive eternal life.
第九节说，神啊，你的仇敌都要灭亡，一切作孽的也要离散。
Verse 9 says, Your enemies will perish, and all evildoers will be scattered.
第十节说，你却高举了我的脚。
But you have exalted my horn.
如野牛的脚。
Like that of a wild ox.
我是被馨油膏了的。
Fine oils have been poured upon me.
这野牛这个字其实学者不太懂这是什么动物了。
So this wild ox, actually, the scholars do not know what this animal is.
所以就说是野牛。
So it just says.
其实它是一个不知道什么东西，可是它是是顶头雄伟的，它不是低头像牛吃草的那个牛。
So we do not know what it is, but it's a creature that does not have to bend its head to eat the grass.
所以有些人说这个就好像那个独角骏马一样的一种动物，是。抬头挺胸的那种。
And so this is an animal that stands upright.
Yeah, someone says it's like a unicorn.
Like a unicorn.
所以你高举了我的脚。
So you've exalted my horn.
像一个能够挺胸那个昂首的很壮的的那个脚。
Like a very strong and upright horn of a unicorn.
那他说我被你的馨油所膏。
Says, fine oils will be poured upon me.
神啊，用油膏了我们。
God has put this fine oil upon us.
膏油是什么意思啊？
And what does it mean?
我们来看诗篇四十五篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 45.
四十五篇的第七节。
Psalm 45, verse 7.
四十五篇第七节。
45 verse 7.
你爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜于膏你的同伴。这里是向主耶稣所说的预言啊。
So this is a prophecy.
对主耶稣所说的。
Talking about God.
可是这里有一点说膏油是什么意思
？But it also talks about what this oil means.
第一，它代表喜乐。第二，它代表荣耀。
Glory.
所以说是喜乐油。
That is why it says oil of joy.
而且他说胜于膏你的同伴。
And it is to anoint you.
你是比其他的人更有荣耀的，所以胜于你的同伴。
So you are more glorious than all the other people. So this oil is used to anoint you.
所以我们不像吃草的牛一样。
So we are not like the ox that.
我们更不是草。
And we are not the grass.
今天在这里，明天就没了，就枯干了。
We are here today and we wither tomorrow.
我们是神所高的。
But we are anointed by God. 那
神是至高者，神是永远的。
And God is exalted.
那神如神呢，一旦把我们举起来。
And once He has lifted us up.
那荣耀荣耀用油膏了我们，就是让我们得到荣耀。
And He has used His oil to anoint us and given us glory.
我们就为什么会这样子？
Why is this so?
因为我们是追求神的公义的人。
Because we are a person that seeks the righteousness
of God. 就像诗篇四十五篇所说的。
Just like in Psalm 45,
因为你爱公义。
Because of your love righteousness.
我就用喜乐油膏你。
Then I will anoint you with oil of joy.
就像这里的十二节这里所说。
Just like in verse 12 here.
诗篇九十二篇第十二节。
Psalm 92 verse 12.
说义人要发旺如棕树，要生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The righteous will flourish like a palm tree; they will grow like a cedar of Lebanon.
我们知道那个香柏树是又高又直的。
We know that the Lebanon trees, they are very tall and straight.
而且棕树是发旺的。
And they flourish.
就是说有很大的生命力。
So they have great life.
所以接下来又说接下来又说。
So it continues to say.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我们是在神的殿中发旺。
That we are planted in the house of God.
我们是在神的院里，所以我们年老的时候仍然要结果子。
And we are in the courts of God, so in that old age we must bear
fruit. 我们年老的时候还满了枝酱。
And we will still bear fruit in our old age.
我们要常发青。
And stay green and fresh.
我们第十五节说，因为神是正直的。
Because in verse 15 it says the Lord is upright.
所以我们追求正直的事，我们也要像香柏树一样又高又直。
So we must pursue the things that are upright, and we must be like the cedar of Lebanon.
我们在安息日的时候来到神的殿中。
So we come to the temple of God.
我们要告诉我们自己。
We must tell ourselves.
我们要常常在神的殿中。
We must remain in the temple of God.
像这里所说的树是栽种在神的殿中、神的院子里的。
Just like a tree growing in the temple courts.
所以我们的生命要环绕着神啊。
So our lives must revolve around God.
我们每天所做的事情都要是为了神的荣耀而做的。
Everything we do is for the glory.
不要忙到自己在做什么都不知道。
We should not be so busy that we do not know what we are doing.
每天要赞美神，每天要依靠神。
But every day we must praise and rely on God.
每天要倒数到安息日。
Every day we must count down to Sabbath.
因为我们的生命在哪里？
Because where is our life?
就在神的院中。
It is in the courts of God.
因为我们是栽种在这里。
Because that is where we are
planted. 虽然草生得很快。
Even though grass grows very quickly.
可是它很快就会消灭。
It quickly withers.
虽然树很难栽种
Even it is, though it's very hard to plant a tree.
十年二十年才能够生起来。
It doesn't grow until 10-20 years later.
十年树木，百年树人我们要成为真的茂盛的，像茂盛的树的基督徒更不容易。
It is even harder for us to be a Christian that can flourish.
可是，一旦真的被建造起来，真的有神的。神的生命力在里面真的长起来的时候
But when we grow after we have the spirit of God within us
我们不怕慢
Then we are not afraid
我们不怕灵修辛苦
We are not afraid of the hardships
因为最后
Because in the end
我们是得到永远生命的
We will receive eternal life
所以不要看到别人很丰盛的时候我们会觉得很羡慕
So do not be envious of those who flourish
他们只不是只不过是像草一样很快的长起来。
They are just like grass that grows quickly.
那我们慢慢来没关系。
And it is okay for us to be
slower. 因为我们所得着的是永远的。
Because what we obtain is eternal.
因为神是永远的。
Because God is everlasting.
他也要我们常常在他周遭来赞美他永远可赞美的名。
And he wants us to surround him and praise his name that is worthy to be praised.
所以神要我们跟他一样永远存在的
Because God wants us to be like him and be everlasting
这是他给我们的应许
And this is his promise
他已经在我们身上动了工
He has already done his work
所以今天我们每一个人才配得在他面前
And that is why all of us are worthy to be in front of him today
安息日我们要以这些来感恩
And for these matters we must be thankful for on Sabbath day
这就是成为我们安息日的思考
And this is something that we should ponder upon on Sabbath
弟兄姐妹们 下一回啊，看这四篇的时候，有新的感觉，新的感受。
So I hope that you will have a new feeling or thoughts when you read the psalm once again.
那在外面看到花、看到草的时候，也有另外一种的感受啊。
And you will have a different type of feeling when you see the flowers and the grass outside.
啊，不需要成为像那尼布加尼撒王成为牛才有那种的觉悟。
We do not need to have that kind of feeling once we are like King Nebuchadnezzar.
Only when we become like King Nebuchadnezzar, 我们不需要。
We do not need to be like, we do not need to become like King Nebuchadnezzar to have that type of feeling.
我们作为结束，我们来唱一首赞美诗。
So to conclude, let's sing a hymn.
333首。